Locker room chats continuing here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we now talk Sabetha football with head coach. That is Garrett Michael. It is presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. Coach, congratulations on the win in week one. Very nicely done. 28-14 at home against Perry LeCompton. Just how satisfying was that considering you lost to him in the first round of the playoffs last year? Getting him in week one, you get him at home. It was a great atmosphere. You guys come out, get a nice win.
Yeah, you know, always game one. You just don't know what this year's team's going to bring, especially with the game one like we have with Perry. And, you know, they had most all their guys back from a year ago. And obviously they won in the playoffs, and we just couldn't get that tying score and tying drive that we needed last year. But this year, you know, I just didn't know what our guys would bring as a team. You know, we'd kind of struggled running the ball early, but I was very pleased with the effort, the physicality that we brought, the discipline, especially on defense, just to take away some things they had wanted to do and they really hurt us with last year. And I just thought our guys responded really well communication-wise and just being mentally tough, I thought, in the first game with the Heat, and just not really going through a game-like situation all the way through. So I was very pleased with them.
How about the line of scrimmage? It seemed like your squad was certainly ready up front. The big guys on the offensive and defensive line seemed to control that aspect, and some talking heads would certainly say when you win the line of scrimmage, it gives you a good chance to win.
Yeah, no question. We talk about that all the time. Is you know, the game's won and lost or tied or whatever you want to say in the line of scrimmage. And our guys had obviously played at a young age last year, some sophomores and some juniors. And you know, I was really pleased with our offensive line, you know, because we moved Aiden Whitworth from center to guard. So basically we were bringing back, you know, two guys that had started last year with Christian McAfee at tight end, Josh Grimm at right tackle. So we were all new up front. You just want to see what they got. And they did exactly what we needed them to do and be physical. And they did that same way on the defensive line with, you know, Brendan Stahl being back at nose. And then you having the other guys back just, you know, here and there from a year ago. They weren't starters, but I was very pleased with our line of scrimmage and our defensive front.
Seemed like early both teams just kind of feel each other out a little bit because really after you guys scored that first touchdown, you guys drove it right down the field, able to punch it in with a touchdown, and then 7-0, that ultimately was the halftime score as both teams kind of stalled offensively, but certainly things picked up in the second half. Again, the rushing attack led by Josh Herman had 164 yards. It just seemed like when you were able to just kind of get a little bit more of a groove going in the second half, you guys were able to sustain some more drives. Was that due to maybe some tweaks or adjustments, or just things started to pick up a little bit?
No. You know, in the first half, you know, we had a chance to score another touchdown, and we just didn't. We had a shot in the end zone. We went for it. Looking back, you know, I was glad we went for it to see what our guys got. And we ran a comeback, and it was open, and we just didn't hit it. But that happens on game one. But we didn't make any adjustments. I just thought that, you know, when the drive presented itself, I thought we took advantage. We had a 4th-and-9. Again, we went for it, and I was proud of our pass blocking, and the route was there. We just didn't hit it again. Things that always happen game one. So I wasn't dissatisfied with our first half, but, you know, coaches talk about all the time, we got to take advantage of what's given to us and presented to us, and we just didn't come away with points. Could have kicked a field goal. I wanted to see what our guys were made of, and they just didn't put it all together. The opportunity was there. They made that opportunity, and we've just got to connect with it going forward.
It's about the 28-14 winners over Perry LeCompton in week one. Another tall task coming up here in week two as they go to Holton. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Back here for our locker room chats as they continue here on KNZA. Brandon Tamman joined by Sabetha head coach Garrett Michael as we get set for a monster Big 7 game coming up here in week two. Certainly a marquee matchup in our area as Sabetha travels to Houlton. And this is a Houlton Wildcats team that was one win away from the state championship last year. Certainly the expectations through the roof is always for them. Always just an incredible game the last few years we've seen between the Wildcats and then Nemaha Central. Last couple years, Houlton had won it at the horn on a couple last-second field goals. But this year, Nemaha Central got the best of the Wildcats, 35-28. So Houlton coming off a loss here in week one. What do you see from this Wildcats team? And obviously plenty of challenges ahead this week.
Same thing that I've seen for 25 years. They're just hard-nosed. They're fundamentally sound on offense. They don't try to trick you. These are the plays they're going to run. They run them hard, and they run them from down one to down 100. And then defensively, you know, they don't beat themselves. They are good tacklers. They're fundamentally sound. They're coached well. And oh boy, do they have good athletes in the backfield on offense. And then that helps them on defense in the back end, too, just being able to make plays. So it's no different than years past. I don't care if we've won or they've won. It's just we've got to play the entire game, every snap. And I told our guys yesterday, I just challenged them to play every down. And whether you're up or whether you're down, you've got to play every down like it's the last down, because until that clock says zero, you know, Houlton's not going to stop bringing it. And so that's what I like about playing Perry and Houlton. It's going to tell us exactly where we're at when the playoffs start. Whether we got to fix things or whether we're on the right track, it doesn't matter. It's just a good test for us.
It's going to be a fun ball game on Friday, no doubt. Nemaha Central certainly had their way running the football against Houlton as they ran for over 200 yards. You guys had plenty of success, obviously, running it as well against Perry. When you look at film and you're kind of just getting yourself prepped for this one, do you see the advantages or do you see the opportunities for your team to continue that success on the ground?
Yeah, we talk about what we do, not necessarily what the defenses do, but we just, you know, talk about fundamentals, you know, offensive line, staying in your path, getting your eyes up on the snap, putting your head in front, drive blocking a little bit. And so that's what we've stayed with, and we're not going to change. Well, doesn't matter who we play, but we've just got to execute on offense, and we've got to not have penalties, and we can't get behind the sticks, and we've just got to keep moving the ball, keep the chains going, keep their offense off the field, and it's exactly the same thing they want. They want to keep our offense off the field. They want to take time of possession, and, you know, the biggest thing in this kind of game is, you know, turnovers. You can't give them extra possessions. They can't give us extra possessions. And, that's what's fun about playing this game is they're fundamentally sound, so you know what you're going to get from start to finish from them, and it'll just make us better.
Certainly a marquee game in the Big 7, Week 2, Houlton playing host to Sabetha. That's Blue Jays head coach Garrett Michael joining us here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday. Of course, the ball game on the Houlton channel and MSCSports.net as Sabetha tries to get another one here early on in the season. Coach, again, thanks. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.